All this week, pretrial hearings have been going on at Joint Base Lewis-McChord for Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. He's accused of massacring 16 civilians in Afghanistan, including 9 children. Prosecutors say he left his base last March and went on an overnight 5-hour killing spree. The hearings will determine whether the case will advance to court-martial, where the government has said it plans to seek the death penalty. The alleged murders occurred at 2 Afghan villages, less than a mile from the camp where Bales was based. KUOW's Patricia Murphy was in the courtroom yesterday, and she joins me now. Patricia, so what have we learned so far?
Well, earlier this week, witnesses testified about Bales' movements that night. He's alleged to have left his base on 2 separate occasions. Prosecutors say Bales spent the evening before the massacre with 2 other soldiers watching a movie and sharing whiskey from a plastic bottle. They say later that night, Bales slipped away from the post and began his killing spree at a nearby village. Government prosecutor Lieutenant Colonel Jay Morris says Bales then returned to his camp, where he woke up a colleague and reportedly told him what he'd done. That colleague testified this week he didn't believe the story and went back to sleep. At that point, the prosecutors say Bales headed out again and attacked the second village before returning. At this point, Army medics testified that Bales was soaked in blood. He was also taken into custody. And yesterday, an Army DNA expert testified that forensic samples from his clothing have been positively matched with blood found at the scene of the shootings. Also yesterday, a fiber expert testified that 5 different kinds of fibers found on Bales' clothing were also found on a pillowcase from one of the crime scenes.
I understand the community was so enraged that investigators couldn't even get information for weeks. What more can you tell us about that?
Yes, Afghan villagers were reportedly enraged to the point where they would attack any U.S. soldier that they saw. And an investigator testified this week, 1 Afghan soldier was killed and 2 were wounded when they tried to visit the crime scene that day. It was so dangerous that it took 3 weeks before American forces could visit the crime scenes. And this was problematic because investigators said the bodies had been buried and some of the blood had been scraped from the walls and the homes where the murders occurred. Still, investigators were able to recover some evidence and some blood stains remained on walls and floors, and they recovered shell casings consistent, apparently, with the weapons Bales is said to have carried. They also found those pieces of fabric that were similar to the so-called cape or blanket prosecutors say he was wearing during the alleged murders.
Yeah, so was he wearing this cape the entire night when he was alleged to have carried out these attacks?
That is unknown. There is videotape of him returning to the base wearing this blanket or cape, or it's a fabric that is more like a curtain.
I see. So how are Bales' lawyers defending him?
One of Bales' attorneys, Emma Scanlon, in the courtroom yesterday tried to poke holes in the DNA expert's testimony. They have not entered a plea, and Bales is not expected to testify. His attorneys didn't give an opening statement, and they haven't discussed the evidence. They note, though, Bales has post-traumatic stress disorder. He suffered a concussive head injury during a prior deployment to Iraq, and he was also on his 4th deployment. They seem to be building a case here for something.
And tonight, survivors and victims' families will testify from Afghanistan by video. What does this mean for the next step of the hearings?
Tonight's hearings are being shifted to accommodate the time change in Afghanistan. They'll begin in the early evening and they'll run into the early morning hours. We'll hear from 2 victims, and 4 victims' relatives will speak by video conference through an interpreter about what they saw. And it is sure to be an emotional night.
All right. KUOW's Patricia Murphy. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Sure.
I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.